Another strong windstorm is expected to sweep through the Anchorage area this weekend. The National Weather Service issued a warning that Anchorage can expect strong winds tomorrow. Forecasters say the strength of the winds remain uncertain, but the upper hillside and Turnagain Arm area can expect winds of 50 miles an hour with possible gusts up to 100 miles an hour. Forecasters say other areas of municipality will likely see winds of 40 miles an hour with gusts to 65. The forecast comes after another powerful windstorm on September 4th downed trees and created widespread power outages, with some customers losing power for 6 days. An Anchorage police officer was shot in an East Anchorage hotel yesterday while investigating a string of burglaries that occurred elsewhere. Anchorage Police Department spokesman Lieutenant Dave Parker says three people were being questioned inside a room at the Merrill Field Inn when shots were fired from the bathroom at about 11:30 yesterday morning. Parker says there was an exchange of gunfire and one of the officers sustained a graze wound to his back. The wound is not considered to be life-threatening. Police Chief Mark Muse says it appears the suspect was shot in both arms, but he is expected to be all right. He was taken into custody. At this point, no charges have been filed, and the names of the officers and the suspect have not been released yet. The U.S. Department of Commerce has declared a fishing disaster for the Yukon and Kuskokwim Rivers and Cook Inlet. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the aid hinges on whether Congress will make that aid available.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is part of the Commerce Department, announced the declaration for commercial fisheries. Kieran Clayton is with NOAA and says this is the first step to get aid to entire fishing communities, not just commercial operations.
It is technically a commercial fishery failure, but depending on the timing and nature of the appropriations, the disaster assistance may be available to support Alaska Natives this winter.
There are a number of uncertainties: how much Congress will allocate, how long it would take, and whether disaster funding could pass out the capital at all. Underscoring the uncertainty, Alaska's U.S. senators say it's unclear whether subsistence fishermen will get any aid. They cautioned against too much excitement. It took about a year for people to receive money after the last fishery disaster was declared in 2009. Senator Mark Begich says this is the first move in the right direction.
So I think our first stage is we had to get a disaster declared. Now the next stage is how to get the funding, and then focus on how we make sure that funding goes to the right folks in Alaska.
Those last two will prove difficult. A year ago, lawmakers threatened to partially shut down the government over disaster funding. Historically, Congress approves emergency aid without requiring a matching cut in spending elsewhere. That changed last September, and that specter looms large over disaster relief again. Senator Lisa Murkowski says she does not know whether some budget hawks will force matching cuts, but there are a number of lawmakers from all over the map who need federal help, and that could help Alaskans in need.
Whether it's tornadoes or floods or hurricanes, droughts, there's clearly a fair amount of disaster relief that is being sought.
There's another factor working in the state's favor. NOAA also declared fish disasters in the Northeast and Mississippi, meaning more lawmakers have an interest in assuring the money makes it through Congress. But just how much money would be made available remains unclear. Senator Begich says between $35 and $45 million would be appropriate.
Not only do you want to solve the disaster, you got to have some next step to how to ensure this disaster does not happen again. And I think part of that's the research and monitoring that's necessary.
It's unclear whether you can prevent weak salmon runs in the future, so there may be another reason for requesting that much money. In 2009, the state asked for $10 million and ended up with $5 million. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.
they're coming whether we're ready or not, so we're hustling.
New Ford cars and trucks are on their way to a new Ford dealership opening in Juneau next month. The Stanley Auto family, headquartered on the Kenai Peninsula, is setting up shop at the site of the former Ford dealership on Mallard Street, which closed in 2009. The property is now owned by Alaska Glacier Seafoods, but the company will lease the parking lot to Stanley, and the old Boys and Girls Club building down the street will become a small showroom and six-bay service department. Kevin Lauver is director of dealerships for Stanley Auto. He says the company is already looking for a permanent location in Juneau.
The location that we're at is temporary in that in the next 24 to 36 months, we're planning on building a brand new dealership down here, and our Mallard Street location will become Driven Auto Body at some point as we transition into that.
Stanley Auto family already has a presence in Juneau as the operator of budget car rentals statewide. Stanley owns the Ford dealership in Kenai, Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep in Soldotna, and a Nissan dealership in Fairbanks. It also owns five Driven Auto Body shops in Anchorage, the Kenai Peninsula, and Fairbanks. Lauver says Stanley Ford already has hired a number of Juneau residents to work for the new dealership.
We've recruited some pretty good people locally, most of them, to run it, and we're going to be running some ads. We're going to be hiring. In our ads that are going to break next week, we're going to be offering people the chance to pre-order a new Ford. The way Ford works, you have to order the vehicles a couple months in advance, and we actually have cars that are built and that are headed this direction.
Juneau's last Ford dealer, Skinner Sales and Service, abruptly closed its doors in Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan 3 years ago. As many as 50 people were laid off, and thousands of customers were initially left without Ford service. Commercial realtor Carlton Smith was hired then by First Bank of Ketchikan to market the property.
And we sought all along to explain to Ford franchisees that Juneau has such strong economic fundamentals, and the previous operator failed for many reasons, but Juneau was not to blame. In other words, our economy was strong, and there should be no reason why Ford shouldn't come back into Juneau.
Stanley Auto's Lauver says the new Juneau dealership will be selling vehicles by early next month. Former Alaska First Lady Irma Lee Hickel is the honorary statewide chairwoman of the Capital City's Whale Sculpture fundraising campaign. The Citizens Committee has raised nearly $350,000 toward the $2.3 million project. Skip Wallen will sculpt the life-size bronze breaching humpback whale in recognition of the 50th anniversary of Alaska statehood. Committee Chairwoman Kathy Ruddy says Hickel, who lives in Anchorage, will give the project some statewide reach.
We'll be getting some statewide reach that we might not have had before. Having people upstate learn what we're trying to do, a capital awareness campaign.
The whale has been donated to the city and borough, which has agreed to locate it and maintain it on city property. The assembly this week approved the final sculpture location. Once planned for a busy marine park, the 27-foot whale will be part of the proposed maritime park near the Douglas Bridge. And Ruddy says it's an optimal location.
As you're coming up the channel, you'll be able to see it. You won't see it for an Egan Drive, but Skip Wallen always was concerned about road noise in the first place because he wants this to be an extraordinary experience, you know, where you see this whale and fountain and in your mind you see a live whale breaching out of the water, which many of us have seen, but not everyone in the world. And so we're eager to create that experience.
The project is still about a year from completion. The committee is holding a fundraising dinner and auction tonight at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. The 10 six-foot resin whale's tails that have been seen around Juneau this summer will be auctioned off, and the proceeds will go to the project.